This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and I'm with Patrick Henry Bass, Takeaway contributor and senior editor of Essence. We got one more day till the presidential election.
Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And once it's over, how are you going to remember the good and the bad times?
My name is Frederick. Here's how I sum up this campaign. The worn-out maverick versus the new kid in town.
Or what Philomena offers.
A breakthrough campaign.
For these people, their minds are made up. But not so for Andrew Kupka.
Undecided and it feels so lonely.
Well, let's see how lonely it does feel. Andrew joins us from Atlanta. You know, we gave you your own theme, Andrew.
I like that. Wrote a song and everything for me. That's great.
Isn't that nice? We don't want to make fun of this idea of being undecided, but it is just a day before the election.
Right.
And I'm wondering what you're looking for to make the light bulb go off.
What I'm looking for is to just get a final sense of who I think is best ready to lead the country over the next 4 years, especially in these uncertain times that we're living in economically.
Now, I've talked to you many times over the past several weeks, and my impression of you is that if John McCain hadn't gotten you a long time ago, it's a sign of a real failing in his campaign. Am I wrong to have that impression?
No, that would be quite accurate. You know, going back to the Republican primaries, I was a Rudy Giuliani guy till he dropped out, and then I was kind of left with a whole lot of nothing. And McCain never was able to bridge that in my mind.
So what would be the heartbreak of, and I'm not campaigning here.
Right.
What would be the heartbreak of voting for, say, Barack Obama?
I wouldn't put, if I voted for Barack Obama, it wouldn't be a heartbreak. There's, there are a lot of good things about that man. It's his policies that worry me.
Now, you have said repeatedly that you have never been this undecided before.
Right.
Who do you think you represent in America?
I think I represent a lot of Americans that, you know, come from a conservative economic base, for one, and also consistent conservative values. Now, I'm not religious right or anything, but just consistent conservative values. And that's where John McCain, I think, loses a whole bunch of base support.
Well, Andrew, as you know, we're fighting off the Leno Show and Letterman and Saturday Night Live. We're trying to get you to decide on their air, correct?
They haven't left me alone all weekend.
They haven't all right, so we've sent a team down to make sure that you do it on our air, okay? You're going to stick with that promise, right?
Absolutely, if they buy me breakfast.
All right, no problem there. We can definitely do that. Any chance I can call you Andy?
No,
I can't call you Andy. All right, well, good luck there. You've got a lot of work to do. We're going to be checking with you later today from our team down in Atlanta, and we're also going to have you on the program tomorrow, okay? What time do you think you're going to vote?
It will be in the morning.
In the morning?
It will be in the morning. Yeah, with daylight savings and everything, getting up in the morning is not an issue now.
So you're going to have to decide on tomorrow's program, right?
I'm going to let you guys know first as I make the decision.
All right, Andrew Kupka, undecided voter from Atlanta, Georgia. Just one more day.